Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry, Inc., a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. Today, the final apostasy has become a reality. Spiritual darkness has set in. It is far worse than we ever imagined. Since 2012, watchmen are under attack. The administration tells us that we have to change and give up our faith. Even though John chapter 16, verse 33 says that Jesus has overcome the world, at the end of Revelation chapter 13, verse 7, it reveals Satan, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. That is what we are experiencing today. We are not allowed to practice the true gospel today unless we integrate the new laws, which are antichrist. To continue where I left off last week, after 3 years of ministry, Jesus was crucified for healing people and for what he was teaching. His disciples' fate was not much better. Paul wrote his letters from prison. The church was under attack through the centuries until today, 2016, when we are told that fundamental beliefs have no place in a global society. Bible believers have to change, in other words, give it up to live on this earth. The Catholic Pope stated that people outside the Catholic Church are not Christians. John the Baptist prophesied that when he stated, speaking of Jesus Christ, who was to show up shortly in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Notice John the Baptist is talking about Jesus, who has a fan in his hand. Jesus will gather the wheat first and put it in a safe place. That points to the rapture. The chaff are those who reject God's Son and persecute the church. Believers are called wheat, and the lukewarm or rejectors are called chaff. Chaff is the byproduct that is created when wheat is processed for food. Chaff is thus worthless. The stone that the image stumbled on was a rock. The rock is Jesus Christ, and his body of believers, which will eventually fill the earth, refers to the millennium, the 1,000 years after Jesus' physical second coming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 through 13, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, and even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. When is the apostasy? Remember, Jesus is talking to the disciples in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 to 14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed, that no man deceiveth you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Time's up. To be continued next week, the same time and station. Tell your friends about us. You're invited to our free, monthly, very comprehensive newsletter, which includes Israel, at www.go-cephas.com, C-E-P-H-A-S, www.go-cephas.com, and be good time to visit final-call.us, final-call.us. God bless you and your family and friends. And till next time, thanks for listening. Shalom, Rita Williams.